Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Roll back the clock, folks. 2019. Democrats trashing Donald Trump for not deposing Maduro. And this became kind of a drumbeat. I've got a ton of audio on it this morning where Democrats pretended that the reason that Trump left Maduro in power in Venezuela was because Trump was clearly a Putin puppet and Maduro was a Putin puppet too. So one Putin puppet knows not to remove another Putin puppet. And that surely was the only reason that Maduro was allowed to stay. And everybody got in on this. Here's Senator Chris Murphy, for example. 2019. If Trump, and by the way, this is, Trump is still in office, right? If Trump cared about consistency, he would make the realest case for intervention in Venezuela. Getting rid, he puts in parentheses, getting rid of Maduro is good for the United States. Rather than trying to pretend his administration all of a sudden cares about toppling anti-democratic regimes. So this is Senator Chris Murphy blasting Trump for not toppling Maduro. If Trump cared, he would make the realest case for intervention in Venezuela. Getting rid of Maduro is good for the United States. What is Senator Murphy saying this weekend after Trump did exactly what he wanted?
Donald Trump's entire foreign policy is corrupt. Russia, the Middle East, and now Venezuela is all about making money for his friends. And Wall Street, the oil industry, they can make a lot of money off of Venezuela if they run it. You saw within hours of the invasion, the announcement of a group of Wall Street investors.
So he trashes Trump for being a Putin puppet and leaving Maduro in place. Then when he removes Maduro, as Senator Murphy demanded that Trump do. Now, Trump is corrupt. Folks, these people, I've been telling you this for years, have no core values other than power for themselves and for their cronies, of whom Maduro is one. Here's Democrat Majority Leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, 2019, trashing Trump. And look, he's going off on Trump because Juan Guaido, who was the legitimate winner of the election, Maduro stole it, was sitting in the gallery in Congress. They brought him there for a Trump speech. And then they did a whole bunch of interviews saying, you know, Trump is a Putin puppet. That's why he hasn't intervened when Maduro stole the election from Guaido. Guaido shouldn't be sitting in the stands here in Congress. He should be running Venezuela and would be, but for the Trump-Putin puppet nexus. So that's Chuck Schumer. Here he is trashing Trump for not removing Maduro in 2019.
He brags about all these things he wants to do or is doing. Maybe the best metaphor was his claim to bring democracy to Venezuela. If the policy was working, Juan Guaido wouldn't be in the balcony here. He'd be in Venezuela. He'd be sitting in the president's palace. He's here. And the president brags about his Venezuela policy? He hasn't brought an end to the Maduro regime. The Maduro regime is more powerful today and more entrenched today than it was when the president began.
So that was Chuck Schumer trashing him in 2019 when they were all speaking on the same talking points. Trump is a Putin puppet. That's why Maduro is allowed to stay. Now, listen to Chuck Schumer this weekend. The same Democrat Senate leader who demanded that Trump remove Maduro.
It was reckless. It was dangerous. And looking at the president's demeanor, he didn't even seem to be aware of how dangerous and reckless it is. Let me be clear. Launching military action without congressional authorization, without a credible plan for what comes next is reckless.
We have the War Powers Act. Tim Kaine and I and Rand Paul are sponsors of it. It's going to come to the floor this week. And if it is voted for, if it's voted positively in both houses, then the president can't do another thing in Venezuela without the okay of Congress.
Pete Buttigieg, who then was running in the Democrat primary, wanted to run for president. What did he write about this? Demanding that Donald Trump stop Maduro. Here's his tweet. January of 2020, the illegitimate takeover of the Venezuelan National Assembly is further evidence that dictator Maduro will stop at nothing to consolidate his grip on power. I stand behind Juan Guaido and the Venezuelan people as they strive to reclaim their democracy and defend their rights. He was blasting Trump over the weekend. So look, these guys are total hypocrites. Total hypocrites. Texture writes, would you say half of the $40 trillion in debt is due to fraud? Let's see. So that'd be $20 trillion? Possibly. No, I mean, it's all on a table. It's all on a table. Now, some of it, we got at least $5 to $6 trillion in there. That was Iraq war debt and Afghanistan debt. And a lot of it we ran up. But the legitimate question, if we did not pay for the fraud every year, could we balance the budget? It's a better way to put it, and not rack up debt? I think it's a really good possibility. Yes, I think the fraud is that big going forward. I'll lay it out. Coming up.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.